she'll destroy. I wanna spill the blood of a hippie. I'm eager to stone a stone child from the 60s. I want a switchblade to cut their love.
Good morning, Big Tower Man. This is not a right or a wrong thing, but I've sort of had a bit of a change of mind, you know. You know how, like, if you've ever stuck a knife in a toaster and got a bad electric shock and gone, fucking Jesus, you know? You try to sort of avoid that sort of shit, but you're much, much more wiser for the experience. You obtain understandings, you know. To go off that sort of cliche, you know, it's like, you know, holding a cat by the tail will give you an understanding that you would never have been able to obtain any other way, you know. And I've only done sort of magic mushrooms probably about 3 times in my life, and you know, the third time round I thought, this is bullshit, you know, like that was, I think, over 2 years or something. And what I came to the conclusion was that, you know, you could smoke a little bit of dope here and there, and you know, you could sort of slowly get more and more sort of deterioration of your sort of mental sort of functions over, say, 6 months. Whereas if you sort of cooked up a batch of mushrooms, like a little handful of magic mushrooms, into sort of, say, you could have steak with magic mushroom sauce, you know. You knew the next day you'd picked up that amount of damage, you know, like 6 months of sort of casually sort of smoking dope, you know. You got it overnight, you know. One decent sort of dose, not a mega dose, you know, but just a sort of decent dose of magic mushrooms. So I just thought, this is a bad fucking thing. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like knowing that I've been affected that badly by it. Not like chronic, like, duh, you know. But I thought, this is a really serious fucking thing. Don't do it. Don't fuck with it, you know. And so over the years, I've kind of said, if you're an addict, don't fuck with this recreationally. Just don't do any of this sort of, you know, like, mescaline, peyote, LSD, magic mushrooms, whatever, you know what I mean? Don't fuck with it. If you're an addict, just avoid that shit, you know? But I've recommended to straight people to, if you get the opportunity to try something, do it, you know? And I mean in a sort of, don't know where you are and what goes on in your part of the world, but there are shamans, and then there's, you know, the fucking drug fucked idiots, and then there's a medically supervised kind of, you know, sitting in the meadow and going, woo, under the trees, peace, love, wow, man, you know. I'm not endorsing taking it, but I'm endorsing having a variety of experiences. It's kind of like, you know, you know, there's one thing to sort of toast your bread in a toaster. There's another thing to stick your fucking knife in it to get the toast out, you know, when it's stuck, and getting a good sort of a bad sort of electric shock. You know, fuck Jesus, you know. So what has happened is Amir Matt Wally put up a video on the use and the medical tech, like sort of MK Ultra and all sorts of things, but it was basically about around LSD. And out of 100, I'll just make this up because I don't recall it quite clearly, but we'll just say out of 100 participants in the US military testing program for LSD, you know, it's a combat effectiveness on troops and disorientating the enemy and, you know, sort of like non-lethal wars with aerial spraying and stuff, you know. You know, you can get the enemy tripping out and being fucking useless in combat, you know. But out of about, we'll just say 100 people, there were 25% of them that reported days or decades later that they were still fucking rattled by the LSD, that by the experience and stuff. They said, this has been a bad experience, we shouldn't have done it, you know. And so as a result of that, I gave it, it became fairly evident fairly quickly that it wasn't as casual as what I sort of first thought. And so I'm changing my recommendation. Steer clear of this fucking shit altogether. You know, peyote, LSD, mescaline, magic mushrooms, fucking all that stuff. Just fuck it off. Don't just, you know, and if you're an addict, just don't be fucking stupid. Get clean drugs, you know, for fuck's sake, you know. Not shit that turns whatever upstairs into scrambled eggs, you know. Don't avoid it, you know. If you sort of need to use to get through life because there's shit you don't know how to deal with, or it's sort of beyond your comprehension to be able to come to terms with some things, you know. If you need to use clean types of drugs, you know, don't fucking... So if you need to self-medicate, you know, we'll do it. But like, you know, also, I won't trump up myself to be something more than I'm not, but like, in a sense, in an abstract sense, you know, my good friend Hunter S. Thompson, I wrote to him saying, you know, when I was young, you know, your book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas provided merriment and levity in some pretty sort of perilous times, you know. And but, you know, one of the things that I noted was that everybody that I sort of partied with over the years, they're all dead, you know. Fucking overdoses, suicides, you know, murders, fucking death by misadventure. There's people who are drinking and doing other drugs and shit like that. Statistically, they're sort of, their chances of sort of getting to 20 years old are like sort of, you know, 30 or 40% less than the regular population, and their chances of getting to 30, from 20 to 30, are kind of like, you know, half that of the non-addicts, you know. You know, these aren't sort of specifically exact sort of figures, and things vary by region and times and what drugs are on the sort of illicit markets and all sorts of fucking shit going on, you know. They're just sort of comparators, you know, they're comparative sort of figures, you know, that basically, you know, it's not a good idea, you know. And don't, just because someone says, have, here, try this, don't fucking, you know, try and get, well, what I said to Hunter S. Thompson, I said, basically, your book was, at that time, I thought it was a really incredible book, but having seen everybody I ever knew fucking die, what you didn't put in as a sort of a, not necessarily a prologue or an epilogue for that book or to the whole sort of idea of drugs and gonzo journalism and crazy sort of shit, was that nearly everybody dies and that there's no way out, you know, and, you know, the only way out is to take responsibility for what you got to deal with and ask for help, you know, and do what's required to deal with your issues. And, you know, and so I wrote him a letter, pencil to pen to paper sort of letter, you know, and well, typed it up, I think. And, you know, so 6 months later, you know, I said, because he didn't give anybody a way out. All the drug-fucked casualties of the 60s and 70s, they're all dead, buried and gone, and there's just a lot of misery and fucking suffering and crazy and just psycho sort of shit along the way, you know. You know, and you didn't give anybody a way out. You didn't say you don't have to see this through to the fucking end, you know what I mean? You can change the course of your life. And before Hunter S. Thompson, on the night he went and shot himself, because he's old and sick and he'd been using for a long time and all this other sort of shit, you know, he typed one word on his typewriter, which was the word counsellor. And no one else in the whole world knew what he meant, but I knew what he meant. That was his fucking epilogue, you know. Ask for fucking help. Don't go down the drain, you know. Get out, you know, ask for help, you know. So, having, in my own way, it's been a pretty extraordinary sort of life, but, yeah, just putting after Emma put up that video, you know, on taking LSD and, you know, the medical testing and evaluation on combat troops and how it affects them and how, you know, yeah, I just thought that 25% coming out of those tests just kind of fucking fucked up and disturbed from it. I've changed my recommendation. You know, I like a broad-ranging kind of series of experiences. I really do. I think, fuck, you know, you learn something. You get perceptions and insights. And, yeah, I'm now sort of officially announcing that I'm taking that recommendation off the agenda, you know. If you've ever driven a car, like a utility, they tend to be very, say that's the back end, you know what I mean? That's the back end and that's the front, you know. When you go around a corner on a smooth bitumen road, you know, if you go around just sort of fast enough, you'll feel the back end start to slide as you go around. You'll start to feel it, you know. And if you go around too fast, it'll just fucking slide out, you know, and you've got to steer back into the corner. But if you gradually build up your speed, you go around that corner at, say, 20 k's an hour, then 25, then 30, then 35, then 40, then 45, and gradually you get the feeling for the car going, say, from like that around a corner to sort of going like that around a corner, you know? And, so I recommend those experiences because, you know, on the floodplains, when the dirt roads are wet, you can find yourself doing 25, 30 k's an hour, you know, and you'll be going like that along a straight bit of muddy road, and all of a sudden in the space of the car length, you're going like that and you're heading towards the fucking ditch, you know, on the side, you know. And you got to know how to pull the fucking car back in and get it round and going straight again, you know. So those experiences in how a car handles under different circumstances are enriching. You gain experiences. You just don't go, oh, drive straight and round the corner at the prescribed speed. You get, you know, you, because you can find yourself in difficulties, and if you don't gain those broadened experiences in how a car handles, you're fucked. But, you know, taking hallucinogens of different sorts or combinations and all this other, just fucking don't do it, you know what I mean? And the reason why I was doing that comparator is when you have tried a few hallucinogens and you go, wow, you know, that's, you know, fuck. You know, when you see how sort of tripping is a kind of unique sort of experience, but when you say start doing things that are natural, like learning how to play piano and read and write sheet music, and you know, learning how to play chess, and you know, playing competitions and stuff, these are like being sort of profoundly stoned, but really clear, really clear-minded, kind of like, whoa, you know, you just sort of, your perception just is out the fucking window, you know, it's like, wow, you know. So, you know, if you're going to get, if you want to have mind-altering experiences, go for reality, you know. Try different things, you know, have different experiences, you know. Every time you go to a supermarket and you see something you've never seen before in your life, you know, give it a go, you know. If it's not like, you know, $300 a pound, you know, or $300 for half a kilo, give it a go, you know. If it's like $5 for a mouthful, well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You can give it a go, you know, fucking try it, you know. And just go, oh, fuck yeah, I know what that's about now, you know. Yeah, so I recommend having different experiences just to go, fuck, look at that. This is what's happened. This is how it happens. You know, this is the effect. This is the perception. This is the changes. This is the increasing knowledge and experience and all these other things, you know. Yeah, so it's good. It's good. Yeah, it's about 5 a.m. I've been up all night. I need some sleep. I might sort of wind it down. I've got some dinner on the go. I want to shovel some food down me fucking neck. But yeah, steer clear of the drugs, you know. Find ways and means. If you're really fucked up, find way what's causing it and then go deal with it, you know. Get the life skills and just bypass all the bullshit, because most people fucking, you know, most people go into a slide they can't pull out of, and they die, you know, or end up really fucked up, or, you know, in prison, or fucking just drug fucked, you know. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, steer clear of the fucking, steer clear of the tripping drugs, and in fact, steer clear of all of them, you know. Life's better without it, but you got to make it better. You got to learn to deal with your issues and look at what's driving the fucking fucked upness. What's going on with that, you know? Where does that come from? What created it, you know? Okay, thank you.